His eyes turned upwards, and he fell upon Derby with a newly fletched arrow protruding from the back of his skull. The mole babe called breathlessly from beneath Poskra's body.
Help, my Feagle! He ran me a crushing eye dirtly!
The mouse babe gave a shrill scream of fright. Aoife's evil tattooed face loomed over her as he pulled the carcass of Poskra off Derby and tossed it aside.
Nasty old water rat, that, wasn't he, Mousy?
Derby smiled politely at the murderous Valog.
Good day to you, sir. You be a-taking us back to Redwall?
Valog shouldered his bow and gave Derby a long stare.
Oh, aye. We're taking you back to Redwall right enough.
He bundled them both into the sack. Mira was beating her way through a fern bed with a willow withe, calling out the lost babe's names.
Feagle, Derby, answer if you can hear me. It's me, Mira.
Fwail came hurtling out of a sycamore, twigs and leaves falling all about as she landed near Mira, pointing.
Over that way. I found them. They're in danger.
Mira grasped her friend's paw.
Go back to the abbey and get help.
Fwail clenched her paws resolutely.
There isn't any time for that. I've got a plan. Come on.
The first stone struck Aoife in the eye. He dropped the sack and clapped both paws to the eye, staring at the very pretty squirrel maid, who was readying another stone to hurl.
You little scum! Get her, Valog!
The second stone stung Valog's ear, clacking off the side of his bow. Fwail chose another stone from her pouch. This time it hit Aoife's left foot paw hard. He danced about, screwing his face up and haranguing the bow beast.
Get her, squirrel! Don't just stand there, kill her!
Fwail dodged nimbly and the shaft quivered in her own trunk. She caught Valog a beauty on the shoulder with a bigger stone. Adding insult to injury, she popped the tongue out impudently.
Nah, nah, daft old painty face.
Aoife began hobbling toward her, but a pebble caught him smartly in the throat. Her next stone clacked hard off the paw that Valog was using to draw back his bowstring. The arrow fell awkwardly from the bow, and Valog wrung his paw in the air. Aoife rubbed at his throat, and another stone caught his jaw. He stiffened with rage at his tormentor's merry laughter.
I nearly got that one down your big mouth.
Aoife grabbed the sack and knotted its neck, unsuccessfully trying to dodge the well-aimed stones. He slung it upon a broken branch protruding from an ash tree. Valog had picked up his bow, though every time he tried to take aim, Fwail took his mind off the task by hitting him with stones. Aoife rushed her, both paws up to protect his face, and a pebble bounced off his forehead. Thock! His paw came away bloody when he touched the spot.
Why, you little! I'll skin you for that!
He waved a paw behind his back. Valog saw it and began circling to get behind their attacker. Aoife advanced, dodging from tree to tree. Fwail backed skillfully off. Mira emerged from behind the ash trunk and unhooked the sack from the broken branch stub. A sound from behind caused her to turn swiftly. Broggle was pointing at the sack.
Still no sign of them. What's in the sack? I heard a lot of noise over this way, so I came to see. Where's Fwail?